It's Tracy's Neighborhood Podcast.
Hey, everybody. It's Tracy from Tracy's Neighborhood. We have a fun one in store for you here. We are talking to Kim Mishler this morning, the Director of Marketing and Public Relations at Newton Park. And Kim, we had to have her on to talk about a super fun community event that they have coming up, Trunk or Treating. Right, Kim?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, we're super excited to provide a free trunk or treating opportunity for the community here in Lakeville.
And how have you guys done this before? Is this an annual event?
We've done variations of it in the past, but this year we're going all out this year.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Yeah, so we have a lot of organizations from South Bend and businesses from the area that are going to be hosting trunks. We have A&M Home Services. We have Hartman Electric, who is our title sponsor for the event. And we also have some places like A Rosy Place, and we're partnered with the Teal Pumpkin Project as well.
How awesome. And, you know, why do you guys like to do this?
Mission here at Newton Park. We're a place for kids, and we really want to make this event inclusive for all different kinds of families and kids. It can be kind of a tricky time of year for a lot of kids, Halloween, and so we wanted to just provide an opportunity really that can include everyone.
Absolutely. So tell me when the event is.
It is on October 27th, that's Saturday, and it is from 5 to 7 p.m.
And remind us where you guys are, just for those who don't know.
Yeah, so we're in Lakeville, and we're located at 801 North Michigan, right off of Old 31, with a big sports complex with a Golden Dome. We're pretty easy to find.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful place out there. That is for sure. So
yeah,
again,
thank you.
It's free. And you know what? You want to make Halloween last as long as possible, right? Because I know with my own kids, we get so excited and we're putting together the costumes and they're so excited to wear them. And then sometimes Halloween can almost feel like a little anticlimactic. It's like, oh, wait, that 2 hours was it? And so I think this is such a cool way to, you know, spread the love, right? To you know, make the most of the season, and they can dress up more than once. And it's also probably a really good opportunity for some organizations, like you're talking about Rosy Place and businesses, to talk a little bit or, you know, hand out candy, but also get the word out about their mission, right?
Yes. And, you know, I have little ones as well. And when we go trick-or-treating, we usually go to grandma's house or some friend's houses because you don't know where to go all the time. And so this is a great opportunity for a safe and a free opportunity for kids to go trick-or-treating.
Absolutely. So where can people find out more information?
If you head over to our Facebook page, Newton Park, you can get more information there. And you're always welcome to stop in. People can stop in here and get more information as well.
Awesome. Kim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck with the event. And until next time, this is Tracy with Tracy's Neighborhood.
If you'd like to be featured on Tracy's Neighborhood, just go to sunny1015radio.com. Click on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy tab and look for Tracy's Neighborhood. Thanks for listening.